Alliance City Council is moving toward a public hearing on proposed zoning changes that would limit data centers to certain industrial areas. 10 residents spoke out against the facilities at Monday's meeting. The hearing is set for 6:15 on June 15th at the Alliance Senior Citizens Center. Council was unable to take action on ordinances due to absences of members Cindy King, Sheila Cherry, and Ed Lonis. New firefighters John Park and Zachary Butcher were sworn in, and Chris Waffler was promoted to assistant chief. Mayor Andy Grove read a proclamation recognizing the Knights of Columbus on their 125th anniversary in Alliance. Canton City Council has approved a 30-year, 75% property tax abatement for a data center. The project, reportedly backed by Amazon, now goes to Stark County Commissioners for final approval. The 240-megawatt facility would cover 100 acres and include four large buildings along Faircrest Street Southwest in Perry Township. Under the deal, Perry Township would receive a $2.75 million upfront payment, while future tax revenue would be reduced over three decades. The repository reports the plan drew opposition at a public hearing, with more than 100 residents attending and a petition topping 3,100 signatures. Critics raise concerns about noise, power use, and water demands, while supporters point to jobs and economic growth. Canton's Hall of Fame Village has selected a Wisconsin-based company to operate its future indoor water park, Game Day Bay, now under construction and expected to open in spring 2027. S&L Hospitality will manage the facility, which will feature more than 100,000 square feet of water attractions, including a wave pool, lazy river, and high-speed rides. Officials say the partnership is part of a plan to expand the Hall of Fame Village into a year-round destination. Canton police are investigating a shooting at Weiss Park that left multiple vehicles damaged. Officers responded to the 2600 block of Harvard Avenue Northwest just after 7 Sunday night after receiving reports of several people firing guns. Officers recovered at least 26 spent shell casings from three different firearms, along with live rounds and a projectile. No one was hurt. Police say suspects fired over a parking lot crowded with vehicles and pedestrians before fleeing on foot. Two men seen running from the area were detained but released when no weapons were found. According to the Ohio Attorney General's 2025 Missing Children Report, nearly 20,000 people were reported missing in the state last year. Attorney General Dave Yost released the report in recognition of National Missing Children's Day. It shows more than 15,000 children were reported missing in Ohio, with nearly 98% recovered safely. Six children were found dead. By county, the report lists 775 cases in Mahoning, 376 in Stark, 67 in Portage, 49 in Columbiana, and 3 in Carroll. A former Portage County Corrections officer has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of telecommunications harassment following a sexual extortion investigation. 29-year-old Austin Wilson of Lake Milton was accused of threatening to release private explicit photos of a victim unless more images were provided. He was originally charged with felonies but pleaded earlier this month to a reduced misdemeanor. Wilson was arrested in February, placed on unpaid leave, and transferred to another jail for safety reasons. He is scheduled to be sentenced June 16th in Portage County Court. The Highway Patrol says a woman died after a Monday morning crash in Columbiana County. 58-year-old Yolanda Matos of Camel failed to yield at a stop sign around 10 a.m. at State Route 344 and Cunningham Road in Perry Township and was struck by a semi. Matos died at the hospital. The semi driver, a 51-year-old Salem man, was taken to the hospital as a precaution. A Columbiana County school district is moving forward with plans to hire a new superintendent for next school year. Southern Local Schools is offering negotiable salary and benefits. Thomas Cunningham has led the district since 2018 and is serving under a retire-rehire contract extension. Applications are due May 31st, with interviews set to begin June 1st. The Sebring Board of Education approved personnel, financial, and student matters Monday. They agreed to pay rates for the 2026-27 school year, an agreement with Akron Children's Hospital for Health Services, the district coach's handbook, and a list of 29 seniors for graduation. Members also approved multiple teaching, coaching, and substitute contracts. Superintendent Tony Viscount said the district will switch to a new HVAC control system June 1st, moving from Johnson Controls to Gardner. The change will give the district more flexibility and lower maintenance costs. Several people spoke in support of the Success After 6 after-school program, saying it helps students academically and emotionally through tutoring and activities. A woman sent to prison for the drowning death of a one-year-old girl in September 2023 has pleaded guilty for a second time. 33-year-old Adrienne Hudson of Youngstown will be sentenced Thursday morning. She pleaded guilty in August to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The judge granted a motion to withdraw the guilty plea in November and ordered Hudson released. A new trial was to begin Monday. London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue in in Youngstown, where Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child. The child's death was later ruled accidental. The Highway Patrol is investigating a two-vehicle crash in Trumbull County that left a man dead Monday night. The wreck occurred just before 10 p.m. on Warren Sharon Road in Vienna Township. Troopers say 70-year-old Robert Pierce of Howland was westbound, struck mailboxes, and then collided head-on with another vehicle near Roy Road. Pierce died at the hospital. The other driver is in stable condition. Neither driver was wearing a seatbelt. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.